Commit to the northern leg of the high-speed rail project. There's been speculation it'll stop in Birmingham to cut spiralling costs. The levelling up secretary Michael Gove says it's important.
We have spades on the ground at the moment. If you were to look at the work that's going on now in order to make sure that links between London and Birmingham are built effectively, that work is proceeding at pace. However, we do need to look at value for money.
At least 13 people have died after a fire broke out at a nightclub in southern Spain early this morning. Officials are continuing to search the building in Murcia following reports a number of people are missing. One of three men stabbed in Halifax town centre last night has died. Police say a second man's in a critical condition and a third's been treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Researchers at the Manchester Metropolitan University have begun a study looking at the impact of vaping on cardiovascular health. It'll focus on both the short and long-term effects, as well as compare people who vape with those who smoke or do neither. Deborah Arnott from Action on Smoking, CERN and Health says this type of research is desperately needed.
It's definitely much less harmful than smoking, but that doesn't mean to say it's risk-free, and we do need longer-term research to show what the impact is, and so that people who never smoked know what risks they're putting themselves to.
Sport at the Ryder Cup. Europe are chasing 4 points from the today's singles matches to regain the trophy from the USA. Europe are up in four of the matches. The USA lead in five and three are all square. To the Premier League this afternoon, the game between Nottingham Forest and Brentford is just getting underway. Forest have rested playmaker Morgan Gibbs-White. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello, hello everyone. Vicky Michelle here with Vix Mix on Phoenix 98FM. And of course, I'm joined today by the fabulous Paul Golder, who's going to be twiddling the flashing knobs. A big thank you to Tony for a fabulous show. And as many of you know, I lost my baby sister this week, and she was just the most kind, caring, she loved life, always fun to be with. So I'm going to be celebrating her life this week with some of her favourite songs and some memorable songs, and also celebrating birthdays from the world of music. So let's get started with We Are Family, Sister Sledge. was We Are Family, Sister Sledge, 1979. Made number 8 in the UK. It was their biggest hit. And the original band members were real sisters, Debbie, Joni, Kim and Kathy Sledge. And I'm dedicating it to my sisters, Annie, Junior and, of course, Susie. Not a lot of people know this, but Luther Vandross was a struggling singer at the time, sang backup on this track. Did you know that, Paul?
Yeah, yeah. He did a few sessions for people, didn't they? And sort of made the big time in the end.
Yeah. He's got a lovely voice. And also, My Louise and Ellis saw the current Sister Sledge recently and said they were absolutely brilliant and they will be touring the UK as of the 1st of November. The nearest venue was due to be the Orchard Theatre, Dartford, on the 14th of November, but you have to check availability as all performances there have been suspended until the 30th of October, so it should be all right after them due to theatre structural concerns.
Oh, that concrete again, isn't it?
How many buildings did they use that concrete?
Thousands.
Why were they allowed to?
Cheap.
chirpy. Okay, let's play. I love this record. Mm. You're the One That I Want. Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta. You're the One That I Want. Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta, 1978, was a UK number one. And I'm playing it for what would have been Dame Olivia Newton-John's birthday, which was on the 26th of September. In 2019, her legendary spandex pants and leather jacket from Greece were auctioned for how much do you think, Paul?
Oh, I'm going to go higher because that was quite iconic, wasn't it? Yeah. Very iconic. Was that $100,000?
Higher.
Really? Wow. 200,000?
Higher.
300,000?
Higher.
400,000?
400,000.
$405,000. Oh, my God.
As two billionaires fought for the right to own a piece of one of cinema's most famous scenes.
I bet they did.
Not that Olivia Newton-John wore them. Oh, no. In line with Dame Olivia's wishes, the proceeds were donated to Australian Cancer Research. And not a lot of people know this. Olivia's sister, Rona, was married to Olivia's co-star, Jeff Conaway, who played Kinnicky in the film of Grease.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember Kinnicky.
Yeah, but I didn't know he was married to a sister.
No. There was a band called Kinnicky in the 90s.
Oh, was there?
Like, yeah, and I saw them a few times. And they never really got anywhere. But the lead singer was Lauren Laverne, who's now like BBC star, Desert Island Discs and Six Music and everything. She was in this tiny little band called Kinnicky in the 90s.
I quite like Kinnicky. Grease was the biggest cinema box office hit of 1978, with the soundtrack album spending 12 weeks at number one, and the show yielded 3 top 5 singles for Olivia. Do you know what they are?
Okay, well, there was You're the One That I Want.
Correct.
Just played, and Summer Nights with John Travolta, and also Hopelessly Devoted to You.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well done, Boff.
Big fan.
Not a lot of people know this, though. I've got to brush up on my Michael Caine.
You're getting there.
No, thanks. Born in Cambridge. She was born in Cambridge. Her father was an MI5 officer and codebreaker at Bletchley Park during World War II.
Yeah.
And something she discovered as an adult after his death, as he was bound by the Official Secrets Act.
Yeah, that's where they broke the Enigma codes, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That shortened the war, they reckoned.
He could never tell anyone. Yeah.
Whereas today, they'd just go straight on Twitter, wouldn't they? And like, guess what I'm doing today?
I'm a spy.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play this lovely song. This is You're Beautiful, James Blunt. That was You're Beautiful, James Blunt, 2005. Written by James Blunt, Sasha Scarbeck and Amanda Ghost. It was UK number one and a USA number one. And I'm playing it for my beautiful sister Susie, who was beautiful inside and out. James became the first British artist to top the American charts in almost a decade with this song. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was like massive
in 10 years,
the world, wasn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yeah. But we were talking about that because it says you're beautiful and everyone relates to that. You know, like you are beautiful, aren't you?
Oh, thank you.
And it's well known James is the son of an army colonel and served in the Household Cavalry as a Queen's Guard. He stood vigil at the coffin of Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, as she lie in state. But not a lot of people know this one. His wife is Sophia Wellesley. And she's the granddaughter of the Duke of Wellington.
Oh, right. Yeah, 'cause it was Arthur Wellesley, wasn't it, the Duke of Wellington? So, that's pretty cool.
Good knowledge there. Right. Also, not a lot of people know this, he once put his sister on eBay.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Advertising her as a damsel in distress, seeking a knight in shining armour to help her to get to a funeral in Cork. The man that won the bid flew her there in his helicopter and later married her.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That's a date. And James recorded his first song, Goodbye, My Lover, on a piano in Carrie Fisher's bathroom.
Mm. Well connected, isn't he?
Yeah.
What's he doing in her bathroom?
Well, he called Carrie his American mother, having moved into the Fisher Reynolds compound in LA for a time, and they were great friends.
And this is before his recording career, though.
Well, this track was from his first... Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. And this track was from his first album, which was called Back to Bedlam, because living there was like living in a madhouse. Carrie had a wicked sense of humour. He also claimed in the Radio Times that Carrie's mother, Debbie Reynolds, wouldn't let him within 20 yards of her if she wasn't wearing her makeup. I don't blame her. Don't want to frighten people, do we?
That's true.
I always put my makeup on. Okay. So let's play Get It On, T-Rex.
The high
That was Get It On, T-Rex, 1971, written by Mark Bolan and produced by Tony Visconti. And I'm playing it for what would have been Mark Bolan's birthday, which would have been on the 30th of September. Now, this is a story, Paul. According to various online sources, the story has it that one day while wandering around Soho looking for work to pay his rent, a young sessions musician named Rick Wakeman was approached by a producer and associate, Tony Visconti, in a Wimpy bar to play piano on this track. Visconti, who had obviously heard of Rick's temporary predicament, claimed Mark Bolan specifically wanted Wakeman for the job. Strangely, as luck would have it, the fee was just about the amount Rick needed to cover his rent, so he agreed. Arriving at Trident Recording Studios that night, Wakeman soon deduced that there wasn't actually a piano part on the song at all and questioned why he was needed, whereupon Bolan gave him the absolute minimum to play, saying, "Do you want your £9 or not?" He and Visconti were clearly doing a favour for a fellow musician. That's nice.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, it's lovely. Got to get Rick on.
Yeah,
definitely. I'm going to give him a ring. And also, do you know where Mark Bolan took his name from, Paul?
Bolan, yeah, it's Bob Dylan.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the letters of Bob and Dylan, isn't it?
So what?
B-O from Bob.
And Lan from Dylan.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. And he dropped out of school at the age of 14 to become a model.
Oh.
Well, he was good looking, wasn't he? Yeah.
Not sure you could do that these days, could you?
Some people just left.
Yeah, that's true. Some people never went.
Yeah. Okay, here's a song for My Susie. It is If You Knew Susie, Dean Martin.
If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, 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 what a girl. Why there's a nun so classy as this fat lassie. Oh, oh, holy Moses, what a chassis. We went riding, she didn't balk. Right back from Yonkers, I'm the one that had to walk. If you knew Susie Susie, oh, oh, the gal. Oh, oh, what a gal. What a future she possesses. Well, out in public, yeah, how she can yawn. In a parlor, you would think that the war was on. You knew Susie like I know Susie.
That was If You Knew Susie, Dean Martin, 1966, playing it obviously for Susie, and we all loved, including Mummy, Dean Martin. What a singer. That voice.
Mm.
It's just gorgeous,
so
isn't
smooth,
it?
Yeah.
It's so smooth. And so distinctive. You just know it's Dean.
Yeah.
This song was originally written for Al Jolson, who gave it to Eddie Cantor. And Cantor's version was the best-selling song for 5 weeks in 1925.
Mm.
That's a few years ago.
Yeah,
could be one of my earliest. Jolson later jokingly told Cantor, "If I knew it was that good, you dog, I'd never have given it to you." Anyway, that was for My Susie. Okay, should we play a Jerry Lee Lewis number? This is Great Balls of Fire.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and you knew me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is mine.
life is just a great balls of fire. Kisses the baby.
Feels good.
Hold me, baby.
Well, I want to love you like I love the shoe.
You're fine. So kind.
Why don't you tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine.
It's just great balls of fire.
Great Balls of Fire, Jerry Lee Lewis, 1957, was the number one in the UK, and I'm playing it for what would have been Jerry Lee Lewis's birthday, which was would have been on the 29th of September. This became Lewis's signature tune, and it was released on tour in the UK with while on tour in the UK with Buddy Holly and Chuck Berry. And Jerry, yeah, I love this song, but Jerry Lee liked to stir up the crowds, and he found thumping the piano keys with his feet was a very effective way of doing it.
Yeah, that's kind
I
of...
I just love watching him do that.
Yeah, you just picture that in your mind so easily.
Well, whenever you think of Jerry Lee Lewis, you just think of his leg on top of the piano. And I mean, and what a great way, because it makes you even more famous if you've got something distinctive that everyone goes to see and it's quite mad.
Yeah.
You know, brilliant. But do you know what one of his hobbies was?
Well, no, I was going to say shooting stuff or something, but no, what was it?
Collecting antique fountain pens.
Oh, that's quite niche, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Actually, yeah, because they're worth quite a lot of money, I think, people that do collect them.
Yeah, actually, thousands, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to go through my pen collection. Okay, well, I'm feeling happy now. You happy?
I'm happy now,
Shall we play Happy?
Okay.
Pharrell Williams.
Like
That was Happy. Pharrell Williams, 2013, was number one in the UK and USA. And it was written for the animated film Despicable Me 2. You liked that film, didn't you?
Oh, it's a great film. Yeah.
Such a baby. Aside from his songwriting skills, Pharrell is a singer, rapper, record producer, fashion designer and entrepreneur. He is something of a fashion icon, has co-founded two clothing labels, the Billionaires Boys Club and Ice Cream. The ice cream brand is inspired by the skating world. Pharrell described the range as high-end skating couture designs. And Pharrell is a keen skateboarder and has a half-pipe ramp built inside his house so he can skateboard whenever he likes.
Inside his house?
Inside his
massive,
house.
Massive, actually, these things.
Well, it must be a huge house.
You can imagine, yeah.
Also, on the design front, Pharrell designed a range of sunglasses for the fashion brand Moncler. And has had a long-time association with Adidas and Chanel and co-designed eyewear and jewellery for Louis Vuitton, among numerous other entrepreneurial ventures. Oh, my God, he's clever.
Yeah.
Now, that's right, business.
Yeah. No wonder he's got a big house with a skateboard ramp in it.
Exactly. Yeah. And Pharrell became menswear creative director for Louis Vuitton in February this year.
Yeah.
Is there no end to his talent?
Yeah, busy.
And he can sing. And makes hit records.
Mm.
He was recently seen promoting his debut collection for the company in June. Mm. I'm going to have a look at that.
Yeah, check it out online.
I think we should do some shout-outs.
Okay.
It's not going to be possible for me to read out all of everyone because I had so many messages. And I would like to thank each and every one of you who's taken time to send messages of condolence, and especially all my friends and regular listeners. It means a great deal and it's been quite overwhelming. That said, I'm going to give some shout-outs. I'm not going to read out the message because I'm just going to mention your names if that's okay, guys. Man in his potting shed. Chris Dussettler, Ken Wiseman, Mason Lecker, Paul Clark, Pugsy Adams, Gigi, Malcolm Pearson. He did say, I put a picture up of my mum and the four girls, and he's gone, five lovely peas in a pod. TJ Higgs, lovely lady, Mike Child, Me and My Drums, Emma Bunce, Roger Bannister, Cindy Newton White, James Carter, Bobby Currer, Sandy Davis, Rich Nightingale, also John George. He wants a request as well, Wind Beneath My Wings. I actually love that song. I was actually thinking of playing it this week, but I'll play it for you next week, John George. And Rich Jacobs said, sent a love, beautiful genes in your family. Thank you, Rich. And he wants Paul McCartney Wings song Let 'Em In as a request, so I'll play that next week for you. Also, shout out for the family, Louise and Ellis, Graham, Susie, little Susie, Paige and Kira, Adam, Maria, Sophia and Jack, Richard and Nicole, my sister Annie and Paul, Eddie, Kelly, Scarlett and Sienna, sister June and Tim, Debbie and David, Mikey and Nirvana, Lou, Elena, Nirvana, Bodie, Jimmy Hayes. So thank you all, and I'll read some more out later. Have you got some there, Paul?
Yeah, I have, yeah. So we've got some shout-outs to Richard Kelsey, Clive Gibson, Michael Robinson, Tim Baldwin, Mickey, Hans Murphy, Hugh Doran, Christopher Keith, Trevor Wallet, Siobhan, Damien Neal, Flanders, Danny O'Neill, Bus Driver Tim, Kevin Reynolds, Lorraine Clemenson, Bill Thomas, Lillian B, Teresa Higgins, Joyce Pigger, Andy Merton, Mac, Bob Brown, GJ, Little Joe, Rowley M, MSW Sparko, Meg Kinsey, Jose Morales, Mike for Bama, Armin Masters, Richie Dean, Evening Star, Jimbo and Nigel Heath.
Thank you all. You are absolutely fabulous. It's been really moving, the amount of comments and lovely messages I've had. So thank you so much. And I'm going to play a Dolly Parton number. This is Love is Like a Butterfly.
Love is like a butterfly, as soft and gentle as a sigh. The multicolored moods of love are like its satin wings. Love makes your heart feel strange inside. It flutters like soft wings in flight. Love is like a butterfly, a rare and gentle thing. I feel it when you're with me. It happens when you kiss me. That rare and gentle feeling that I feel inside. Your touch is soft and gentle. Your kiss is
love like it's satin wings. Love makes your heart feel strange inside. It flutters like soft wings in flight. Love is like a butterfly, a rare and gentle thing. Your laughter brings me sunshine. Every day is springtime, and I am only happy when you are by my side. How precious is this love we share, how very precious, sweet and rare. Together we belong like daffodils and butterflies. Love is like a butterfly, as soft and gentle as a sigh. Multicolored folds of love like its satin wings. Love makes your heart feel strange inside. It flutters like soft wings in flight. Love is like a butterfly, a rare and gentle thing. Love is like a butterfly, a rare and gentle thing.
Was Love is Like a Butterfly, Dolly Parton, 1974. And I'm playing it for my Susie, who loved butterflies. My mum loved butterflies. Everyone loves butterflies, don't they? And we had a beautiful butterfly flowers on the coffin. It was just absolutely gorgeous. But Dolly Parton wrote this because she was fascinated by butterflies as a child, and she claimed she would often get lost in the woods chasing them. She loved them so much that butterflies went on to become her symbol. And when she created Dollywood, the W in the sign was formed in the shape of a butterfly. And fans constantly sent her butterfly-related trinkets, artwork and ornaments. Mm. I once said I like frogs. I got frogs. You I got should frogs. Have said butterflies.
You should have said frogs, gold-plated frogs.
Yeah, gold-plated, that would have been good. And what was this song used for?
Oh, I remember this really well. Butterflies, of course.
It was, written by Carla Lane. And who was in it?
Jeffrey Palmer was the dad, and it was Wendy Craig was the mum, and then there was two sons, and I can't remember one of them, but the other one was Nicholas Lyndhurst.
Yeah, and Andrew Hall.
It was a great series.
That was a great series. And talking of comedies, do you know what's on tonight?
It could be Hello, Hello.
Correct.
Yeah.
On Yesterday Channel from 8 o'clock, Rene under an assumed nose, the confusion of generals, who's for the Vatican and the bank job. So there's four episodes, and it's also on Drama Channel weekdays at 6 o'clock. Yeah, I mean, I'm watching it when I want to laugh because it just makes you laugh. And also Barmydale, which was a radio comedy series that I did, is currently number 5 in the UK comedy fiction podcast.
Oh, brilliant.
Charts.
Excellent.
So it's got, it's mad. I love it. It's completely bonkers. Series 3, episode 2, part 2 is out now, Lady Palmer and the Tramp. I'm playing Angie Edwards. Other cast members, Linda Reagan, Jeffrey Holland, Juliet Howland, Brian Murphy, Camilla Simpson, Nicholas Lumley, Martin Skellen, Stuart Wilden, Abby Norman, and Maurice Bright. Mm-hmm. It's a fun, quite off the wall, but it's like old-fashioned comedy, which I think makes you laugh.
Yeah. Brian Murphy just had his birthday, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to mention that later.
No.
Oh.
I've done it already, but no. Well done.
Oh, I remembered. I think I saw the tweets. Yeah.
I put it up my tweet, yeah. Him and Linda are such a lovely couple, and she's just, the both of them are just so lovely. Okay, shall we play another Sisters number? This is Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves, Aretha Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
Stars. Sisters are doing it for themselves. Aretha Franklin and Annie Lennox, Eurythmics, 1985, UK number 9, written by Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart. That's a great sisters song, isn't it? I love that song.
Yeah, it's so brilliant. Iconic.
It is iconic. And Annie Lennox, Aretha Franklin, the Charles Williams Gospel Choir and Dave Stewart share the vocals on this track. And Aretha Franklin was keen to do the song, so the Eurythmics flew to Detroit to meet her, and the rest is history. Mm. Annie Lennox admits to enjoying speaking out for women's rights. Well, you would, wouldn't you? If you're female.
I suppose so, yeah.
Yeah. Like, who's the boss? I mean, who do you say is the boss in your family?
Oh, yeah, my wife, definitely.
Correct.
Yeah. I don't make decisions without telling her.
Every man says his partner. Oh, you better ask the boss. Yeah. I think it's called passing the buck. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I don't have to make any decisions. I don't have to do anything. Just ask the wife.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Well, but it's good. But you stand by her. So should we play Stand By Me, Benny King?
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me.
That was Stand By Me, Benny King, 1961, written by Benny King, Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, was UK number one. And I'm playing it for what would have been Benny King's birthday, which would have been on the 28th of September. One of Benny King's first recordings after leaving the Drifters. He'd previously wanted to record it with the Drifters, but their manager rejected the idea. Silly manager. Now, who do you know who was a backup singer on this track?
Oh, yeah, we talked about this once. Dionne Warwick or something.
Correct.
Yeah, Dionne Warwick.
Yeah, yeah. Dionne Warwick was backup then. And also, who did a cover version of this song in the 60s?
I can't actually remember this. This is Muhammad Ali. Cassius Clay then, was it? Yeah. He had an album which had songs, and it was spoken words and comedy as well, because, you know, he thought he was quite funny.
He was.
Yeah, and he was funny,
He was so entertaining.
Do you know what his album was called?
No.
I am the greatest.
Of course.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Of course. He was the greatest.
Yeah.
Because not only was he a great boxer, he just said he was as well.
You wanted to listen, because I've heard documentaries and there's so much of his recorded stuff out there, and you just want to listen to him all day. He's got
charisma as well.
Yeah, a mix of charisma and humour, and it's just...
And a great boxer.
Yeah, yeah.
So you couldn't go wrong. And actually, talking of sporting people, I was... I opened the Copper Box Club Games at the Copper Box Arena in the Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park last week. And the Copper Box Arena hosted the handball, modern pentathlon, fencing games. But the venue is now a place where people can meet and socialise and play sports. So this company gets everyone together. And it's a really good idea. So it's people over 55.
Oh.
And they all come together. So it's like... especially as I'm only 35. You were thinking that. He giggled then. But they got badminton, dominoes, darts, walking football and walking netball. I think that's going to be harder than running.
Yeah,
Also short tennis, swimming and table tennis. And lots of other things were going on there. And so I spent quite a few hours there walking around and meeting all the people. And they were loving it. And they're making, they're making friends, meeting people, social. But they're still competitive, so... I wanted to have a go on the table tennis, and the guys wanted to take photos of me playing table tennis.
Right.
So I said to this guy, do you mind? So you can be my partner. And then the other two were down the other end. And I said, right, so I'm going to serve. And I'm left-handed, okay? So I've gone to the left hand. He went, no, you can't go there. I said, but we're not doing a game. It's just a photo. No. No, you can't serve from that side. I said, but it's just for the shot. We're not really going to... No. So I had to stand on the right-hand side and serve from the right-hand side with the left. But he did make me laugh. But he took it seriously. I think that's right. Competitive spirit and all that. But he did make me laugh.
I'm not sure if that's like just being too dedicated or jobsworthy or what. I don't know.
Oh, no, but that made me laugh.
Yeah.
I don't mind. He was just like, he loved it and he wanted it played properly. And I wasn't going to go in and just do a shot and not play it properly. So, okay. I had to bow down to his wishes.
Well, when I take photos of the DJs in here, I say, no, don't pose for a photo. Do a radio show. That's what I say.
Do a radio show. Same thing. But it made me... Everyone, but everyone there was so lovely. Domino's, so competitive. Oh, my God.
Domino's?
Yep.
Not the pizza place.
No. They're playing Domino's.
Oh,
they were playing Domino's. And darts.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So I'd have got the darts. Yeah, the Domino's.
Not the band.
But they were really competitive. But you know what? Everyone was feeling good. It made everyone feel good. And they made loads of, friends. So I think we should play Feeling Good.
Feeling Good, eh?
Yeah. Michael Bublé.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean.
And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. For me. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day.
Was Michael Bublé, Feeling Good, 2005. That was another one of Susie's favourite songs, one of my favourite songs, the family's favourite songs. I love that song,
yeah,
Feeling Good. I like
great
the yeah, and the opening number at the beginning. But did you know that Michael didn't come from a musical background?
Mm.
His first job was working with his father as what?
Don't know.
A fisherman.
Fisherman.
Often spending 2 or 3 months away from home at a time.
Oh, God.
There was also a time when Michael had aspirations to be a professional hockey player. And Michael's uncle was a plumber. And when he did jobs at nightclubs, he would often ask for payment as singing spots for Michael. So instead of taking the money, he wanted to help him get some performing experience.
Yeah.
So if he hadn't done that, he might never have ventured.
Mm.
And become a singer.
You've got to work hard to do what you love, though, haven't you? You've got to work hard.
Yeah, you have.